Go Loud.
Any updates?
So I made a Hinge.
Fun.
Okay. A Hinge profile.
We like that.
I kissed someone at the weekend.
Oh my goodness. Woke up this morning, couldn't stop crying.
Oh. He has got a chocolate milk addiction. He has 4 a day at least.
That's a lot.
Welcome to How My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. We Hello. Are a girls group podcast. Girls group? Girls. Girls.
Duo.
Podcast.
Yes.
Like we're a band.
So. Yes.
And we have been running for 4 years. Mm-hmm. If you're new here.
Hello.
Hi. If you're returning, welcome.
Hello.
We have episodes every Wednesday, main episodes, and then bonus episodes every Monday called How I Drink Extra Juice. Mm-hmm. But once a month, it's called Extra Spice, and it gives spicy dilemmas. We talk about condoms, talk about sex, mm-hmm. talk about, what else? Everything bedroom related, really.
All the bedroom stuff.
All the saucy, spicy bits.
Any dilemmas you have going on there, send them into us and let us know.
Yeah, so the first Monday of every month.
Yeah, we are hopefully here to help.
Yes, please God. Whatever advice you can give. We have a live show coming up as well, if you're interested in coming. That is on Vickers Street on the 8th of May. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available now. There is a very few tickets left, I believe. It's going to be such a good night. We have amazing guests lined up. We are so excited. It's going to be the kick start of summer.
Yeah.
And we just can't wait to see you all.
If you've been to a show before, you'll know how fun they are.
Yeah.
And if you've never been to one before and want to come, we would love to see you there. Nobody has ever had a bad time at a Home I Drink live show.
Please God.
Including us.
That they've told us.
No, it's just, it's a ball. It's wholesome. Yeah. It's fun. You can come get dressed up. And
it's something different as well, I think, to do for people. Like, it's not a concert. It's not, like, it's got a nice kind of middle. It's a really nice girly night out.
It is. And we spill some secrets and stuff on live shows that we don't necessarily spill here. So you get the real hot tea shows.
Yeah.
You do.
We got a dilemma in during the week and we have to read it out because I seen this come in actually. It was adorable.
Oh, did you?
So, hey girlies, I know you have your live show in Vickers Street on the 8th of May. I just want to let you know that on the 8th of May last year, I was brought in to have my baby boy.
Oh.
After a whole day of nothing happened, I hadn't dilated, I decided to listen to your pod to help me go to sleep. 30 seconds into your podcast, my waters burst out of nowhere. And an hour later, after midnight, my baby boy was here. I'm missing the live show as I'd be celebrating his first birthday, but just feels like a whole full circle moment that it'd be a year exactly. I just wanted to share this with you.
Oh my god.
Isn't that so gorgeous?
Oh, I wonder, were we still playing as you were giving birth? Were we?
No, I know. Imagine. Talk about God knows what.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh,
that's actually mad that it's exactly a year later as
that
well.
That is so sweet. Oh, happy first birthday to your little boy.
Happy first birthday,
that's
baby boy.
That's adorable.
So cute.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, when I seen that coming, my heart just broke a little bit.
That is so sweet.
So cute. I think babies, I can hear things.
Yeah.
You know when they used to listen to something during pregnancy, if she did have it on?
Yeah.
Maybe it was her voice.
There's specific books that you can get to talk to baby.
Yes.
What you meant to say, or music apparently.
Music.
Really gets babies.
Yeah. And they know the mom's voice as
Do
well.
They?
Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I love it.
And they can be like, they can be calmed by songs that they heard when they were in the womb.
I think it's mad when you see like the stomach, like, or your womb, like, move.
Yeah, I know.
Fascinating.
I felt my sister's belly before. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, imagine how that feels on the inside.
Yeah, what would it feel like?
I don't know.
Like, someone is literally inside.
Someone,
you.
Like, yeah.
Whoa.
It's so magical.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Not me trying to take, we're taking credit for this baby, but baby heard our voices.
Women are just amazing.
Well, congratulations on your gorgeous
baby
boy.
So sweet.
And what a nice, actual full circle moment of all days in the year. The live show landed on his birthday, so happy
full
birthday.
Full day later. Happy birthday, boy.
I had a really wholesome weekend last weekend.
You did, you're in Schneem, girl.
I flew down.
Were you not terrified of the cows?
No, sure, they weren't out in the open.
Yeah, but I just feel like you'd be terrified of a cow anyway.
They were kind of scary.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bull. But it wasn't. They had horns, but it's called a short horn cow or something.
What does that mean?
Because the bulls are like vicious.
Are they?
They're the ones that are in that, they hold the red flag.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's a bull. That's a man. Cow, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it? Are they just antagonizing them though? Is that what that is?
Well, yeah.
Aww.
But they're like, I think they're aggressive. But they must not be because people own bulls. But I did think it was going to lick my head or bite my head or something. But they all come over then and the little baby. The baby cows are the most gorgeous things I've ever
seen.
Did
you touch them?
No, they wouldn't let me.
Oh.
They were scared of me.
Aww.
I know. I was a bit trying to be like, I just moved my hand and they just slowly went away.
Slow.
But they're adorable. Like, but it did smell.
Okay.
Because obviously they're, you know.
You know.
Toilet wouldn't smell right either.
Part and parcel.
If it was left on the ground.
Yes. Exactly.
But they were so cute. And then I needed to get a cow clip for my TikTok for the Hannah Montana one. And I'm not even messing. When we were looking for cows, there was none. We went driving and Creeps Man brought us all around. There was not, all we could see was sheep. And then the way back to the airport then, I'm not even messing, I'd say we've seen about 200 cows.
Oh no.
So when you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
And they were there.
It's like anything in life. Like you're looking for, or like if you have money that you want to spend, you want to go shopping, you know.
You won't find it.
No, it's when you don't have money or you.
Yeah.
You won't be able to. Yeah.
Someone texted me, she's like, Charlie Murphy using my dad's cows in her TikTok was not my bingo card. And then her sister then texted me as well about the same surname.
Oh,
like,
God.
And Niamh knew the surname. She's like, yeah, probably like it would have been their house. Yeah.
Did you have to ask someone, can we go in here? Like,
and we didn't go in. We just filled it for outside.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. There was a gate, so we didn't go in. But then for the picture that I got,
yeah,
we asked that farmer.
And he just said,
well, he didn't even quit. Because Niamh was like, oh, Charlie wants to see the cows. He was like, yeah, just hop the gate.
Oh.
Didn't even question why, nothing.
Off you
so,
go.
Yeah. So, but real it's like safe, that down like, there. It's
yeah.
Like, sense of community, I feel like that Dublin
wouldn't
doesn't
have.
Or maybe used to have and doesn't as much anymore.
Yeah, or maybe only in specific areas it's still like that. People are a bit more like guarded now.
100%. I feel like people in Dublin like wouldn't now know their neighbours a lot of the time.
Yeah, I don't, well like.
I would now, from when I was younger, my mom was like real close, my dad, mom would be close to them and stuff, but like if I was to move into a state now, I feel like, how do you meet your neighbour? Like,
I know, do you just
not like
in?
That now?
Like,
I feel like it's different, like I don't know.
Yeah.
Not as set much sense of like you would knock in for a bit of what do you like
milk, or need
milk. Yeah. But it was really wholesome and lovely. And that's name cream from Ryanie's.
What's name
ice cream?
Cream.
Oh my god, it was unreal. They had Dubai. I tried every flavor, I got taste tests of every single flavor. Sorry, but Dubai chocolate was so nice, it had the crunch in it.
Oh,
it was really nice.
I haven't had Dubai chocolate now in a while.
Dubai chocolate is coming out of my ears.
But that's what's making me, like, where's the good one then? If there's so many of them everywhere. Which
the best is my one, I make it.
Will you make and bring it in?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's the best. Because you have to make it with Cadbury's chocolate, like.
Yeah, you need the real stuff with it.
You need the real, like, that's what makes it so nice.
Yeah.
And I love it being really crunchy, like, nearly, like.
All that stuff in it.
Someone said it reminds them of fingernails, and it kind of made me feel sick.
Oh, ew. Oh, yeah. I can see
I
that.
I can't remember who it was, yeah.
Oh.
Silly though.
Oh no. No, I hate that when you get a thought in your head about something and you're like, I can never eat that again.
Yeah, I've eaten it since, so it's all right. It's a minute, like a moment of that. But other than that, flew to Kerry actually as well, very quick.
Yeah, how was the flight?
It was long on the way back. It's 25 minutes going over, 45 coming back somehow. I think he went down around in the sea and up because we're over the sea at some point, so he must have went that way.
A different way.
Yeah.
Instead of coming straight up over all the counties.
But the plane was packed.
Was it?
35 seat Ryanair plane. My row only had 2 seats.
Yeah.
Had one of them planes had multiple emergency exits, not just in the middle.
Okay.
Like, it was massive and it was packed.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And what was Kerry Airport like?
Tiny.
Is it tiny?
My name got called now, but so does everyone else's, because everyone obviously goes really late.
Right.
So, gate was closed at 5 and I got there like 10 to 5. But like, so did everyone. Like, it wasn't just me. Like, the queue was like massive. The only people in the queue was for Dublin.
Okay.
Like, that was the only flight going out that evening.
So what did they say? Charlene Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, big like, but it was a long list of people. I don't know why they do, because they obviously know you're in security.
Yeah, you're there.
But anyway, the plane had only literally landed, so I didn't hold anyone up.
Nope.
And for my Hannah Montana clip, I waited till everyone was off the plane.
Did you?
And came off last, so that I was bugging no one behind me.
Why did someone try and say that you were?
Someone commented me like, it was someone joking, but she was like, oh, someone will definitely comment now saying that you held up there, them getting off the plane. Like, but I waited till everyone got off.
See.
Mindful
girl.
Mirror.
Mindful lady.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Did nothing. Did I? Love. Hung around with my sister on Saturday. I went to view a house actually.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and I was texting all of you. Like, house prices, the price it's selling for, never ever believe it's going to go for that. Never. The house price went up like 80 grand or something. Like the highest bid on it was like 80 grand. And I was just like 80 grand more than the price it was selling for.
See.
So that was fun. But I just want to get into my swing of going to viewings.
Yeah.
And like, I was speaking to the man that was showing the viewing and he was just telling me what to do and to look for.
Yeah.
But it's a bit daunting being with other people in the house because you nearly feel like you're in competition with them.
You are. Because like, you're like, if they want it, then you want it. You're like...
I know. You're kind of like, the fuck are you here for?
Yeah, I know. And imagine like that was your home, like everyone's just been walking around.
I know, because that was the second viewing that week of that specific house, because I'd missed the first one. I fucked up the time anyway. But I was walking around with my sister, and I was like, "Where does this family go?" Like, but then again, yeah. I'd say the viewing was on for a half an hour.
Yeah,
go down,
they just get a clean and go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, having to have your whole house clean and all, but it would also be a bit like I was just in that. It was parents room, and kids. Like, yeah, I was just in their room.
I know. Mad, isn't it? I know, it is mad.
Yeah. So
it's a very like weird,
just
feeling.
A bit, went for a viewing, went shopping then with Quiva, got a bit of brekkie, went into the Co-Price Jewelers and bought new jewellery. Got my chain cleaned and a new diamond. Where was it?
Sparkle so much.
Yeah. More. Got a new diamond put into it. So it's all shiny. And I got some rings, another Clada.
Oh, gorgeous.
And this is called, what's it called?
Signet ring. Yeah, gorgeous.
Because apparently this is a signet ring and I never knew
that. Yeah, I think anything that's like a big...
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had that on since my communion, since I'm 8. I've had that on 21 years. Am I? Yeah, 21 years I've had that on for. So that's a signet ring. So I said I'd get another one on that hand. What else did I do then? Nothing.
Cleaned
the house. Yeah. Moved around the makeup room. Got myself a little wood fire last night. Oh, so good. Oh, I get the boneless ones.
Oh, I like bone. I do like a boned wing.
No.
Oh, it has to be a flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So many people are like that.
Yeah.
Like so I'll many eat people. The other ones, will, I'll eat the other ones last if I'm like finished all the flats. But boneless are just handy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and that was kind of it. Woke up this morning, couldn't stop crying.
Oh.
Watching all the marathon TikToks.
Oh,
surely.
They got me last night, watching my face. I was bawling.
Oh, my.
The guy holding up the picture to see him.
Jesus. I can't. And there was another one I watched this morning, and it was a fella after the marathon, and he was coming down the escalator in the tube in London.
Oh, and everyone's clapping for him.
They're all clapping.
Oh, my God. I was bawling.
And he's just like, thanks so much. Bawling.
No, like,
but all the comments were like, if we were only all so kind all to each time. Other all the time. And I was like, that's so true.
I know, we're seeing that.
Something about the marathon. Graham is over in Madrid and he did the marathon.
Yes.
Well done, love. Amazing. You well did done. Amazing. Well done. But because I was saying to him, I was like, I want to fly over and I want to like, I want to be there at the end. He was like, Ellen, come on. Like, no one else's girlfriend's going, like, don't. I was like, okay, I won't this time. But he said to me then, he's
going to do a full.
He's going to do another one. And he was like, I want you there for the next one. I was like, yeah, definitely. So wholesome.
It's amazing.
Fair play to anybody doing marathons. The one thing that would get me really sad though, I didn't know at the very end of a marathon, there's a car and there's like a poster on top of the car and it's like race finishing here. So it's the very, like.
You have to beat the car, basically.
The car is the very last thing that comes through. Like if the car passes you or like you're behind the car, do you just walk off? Because I've seen a few TikToks of so many people giving like big Bula buses to the people,
the very last
person. Like that's such an achievement as well. Like to even say you did it.
Yeah.
What if you're behind the car? Do you just?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, that's heartbreaking.
No, someone said yesterday they were like, "It's a hard day to be an empath," and I was like,
"Yeah, literally."
Everyone I see, and it's the songs and all. I just keep Hozier's Yell song in the background.
I just can't. It's fathom. Running for that long.
I don't understand it.
Like, are they out of breath ever? Do they get out of breath yet? Like, when?
I don't get it.
Is it like harder on your legs? Is it hard? Like, what's going on in your mind? I just would love to pick someone's brain.
And just say how, like, the longest, I was in the gym the other week and I was like, I really want to try and run. I was running on the treadmill. Yeah. The longest I did it for was 5 minutes consistently.
Yeah.
So I ran for 5 minutes consistently and I was like, fuck this, I'm done. How do you run for like 2 hours? How do you keep going?
It's a very much a mind game,
though. Is it?
Even when I've ran, like, I just think, even when you feel like you want to stop, you actually can keep going. Like, you can.
I think my mind is too much to be like, girl, you're
gonna die.
Seriously, you need to stop.
I'm back running now a little bit. I can do like, I haven't tried a 5K again yet, but I've done like 4.
I've never ran that in my life.
But like, the breathing, whatever they tell you to do, I can't do that. I
start over your nose, and I out through your mouth. Yeah, but the more I try and do that, I go,
can't get enough breath into my nose to breathe. And I breathe out too much and I get dizzy. And then I'm like, do you know what? I'll just keep doing whatever.
A lot of people use them nose things.
Oh, yeah, true.
The things that open up your nose, maybe you can breathe in more.
Breathe, but yeah, true. But yeah, I'd love
fair
to.
Fair play to anyone. Like,
my uncle does it without training. Like, a lot, yeah.
Just for the crack, just.
Yeah.
That's like.
But like, I do think some people obviously are more fit than other and like have that natural athleticism, but. I also think it's if you have a strong mind,
you can just go.
Yeah, well, look at Jamie Lang. He hadn't trained much for them.
Do you reckon he definitely didn't?
Not much, no.
Really?
He was in bits, but he was still going because obviously he was so motivated by everything.
Like, yeah. You'd need
he
a real...
Like he was in excruciating.
Oh, like. You would need something really like motivating you to do it and like...
Give you cook up the arse.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But fair play to anyone that did it.
Yeah. Look, Boulabus.
Boulabus to you all.
Obvious.
Couldn't do it.
So if you listened to last week's podcast, you'd have heard our first episode of our new mini-series.
Lovebird.
Woohoo. We have our lovebird in the chair. No, we're on a mission to find love for Kira.
We're playing Cupid, basically. Yeah. So we thought, who better to get in than the one and only Miss Kira Ryan?
I regret that.
Anything happened since last week, apart from...
Any updates?
So I made a Hinge.
Fun.
A okay. Hinge profile.
We like that.
I kissed someone at the weekend.
Oh my goodness.
And they were 24, so we've gone up a little bit.
Okay. But still on the younger
side. Yeah, still on the younger side. Yeah. We're getting closer to 25.
Yeah, okay. We're coming up a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's it really.
Okay.
Can you tell us who he was?
No.
Where did you find him?
He literally said, I know I'm going to be a podcast clip after this. Yeah, so I was like, oh shit, I can't
do
make...
Do we know him?
No.
Do you know him?
Yeah, obviously, I had my tongue down his throat.
No, I mean, like, did you know him
before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he in their worlds?
No.
Okay.
How do you know him? From what? Is he from school?
No. From school? No.
Okay. Your school, like when you're...
Oh, no.
Have you kissed this man before?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's like, I feel like we're playing Guess Who, that game where you're putting down heads.
Okay, and
any
he
more
just
hints?
Happen to be in the same place as you, or is this like a set up thing?
Yeah,
we get the awards.
No, he okay. wasn't. We bumped into each other, and I was like,
and you know him years, like,
no,
okay,
I don't know him long at all, but I just was like, I kind of fancy.
Oh my
it.
God, I really want to know him. Really would you kiss him sober? Would you think it was a drunk thing?
She's so giddy.
I feel like we know him.
No, you don't. I promise you don't. It's just really, really funny.
Okay. Why is it funny?
Just like how we met was really funny.
Did you probably bump like into each other?
Yeah, like I was leaving the venue and he was coming in.
So were you kissing on the street?
No.
Oh.
No.
You were like, I'm coming back in.
No, like I was like leaving and he was coming in and I was like, oh shit, I kind of fancy him. And then I left and then I was like, right, I'm going back.
Yeah.
And then I went back.
So. Yeah, did you go back by yourself?
No, oh, no, right. No. I went back with one of the girls. I imagine I was walking around the nightclub by myself. I got a fan here.
Okay, I like this.
Would you kiss him sober? Or like, it was just one of them drunk things that you're like...
Yeah, no, I'd kiss him sober.
Did he text you the day after?
We're
going to cancel this whole show.
I was just going to say...
No, well, like, I'm not. Like, we're not committed. He texted me like 2 days later.
Okay.
What did he say? What was the chat up plan?
Oh my god, fuck my life. Okay, I'm like, I'm panicked that like people are gonna know who it is, but I'm like, he's only gonna know who he is.
Yeah.
You know that you think.
Yeah. So he just sent me a photo of his Domino's and was like, have you ever had this before? Because I did a Domino's.
Has he done the ads?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
I like that because it's something to do with you and like he's
funny.
Yeah. Aware of things you do for work and whatnot. Okay, we like this. you don't need us at all. Fucking hell.
No, but it's fun. Like, I'm still, like, I just kissed him. Like, we're not, like, there's
never in a rela.
No.
Will you see him again? Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, will you show us him afterwards?
I will, yeah.
Okay,
very much.
So, you made a Hinge profile, but we want to, like, go through it, I think, and have a scan. As if we're experts in Hinge, but we are today.
Yeah, I want you to like rate my profile and tell me if you'd like slide.
If I would,
into it or not.
Okay.
Okay, let me
see. Is that what Hinge is? Slide and slide?
I don't know. Like,
so obviously I never had it before, so I downloaded it to try and figure out how to use it. Oh my God, I have 50 plus likes. Since, I don't
like,
need
you. Like, literally,
what am I doing here?
Get out.
I'm out of here.
Get out. Come on.
I'm out of here. Oh my God, I have 50 likes. But the only thing I will say about Hinge is, so I basically went and I was playing it with my friend and like, Hinge is desperate.
Is it?
Yeah.
As like, in the talents?
Compared to other ones?
Yeah, I thought Raya was a lot better. Like, I understand the frustration from the girls just because like,
okay,
it's more so like, the slide-ins and stuff like that. Like, some of them are just...
Oh, so it's not actually the people. It's like, what...
Oh, no, like, whatever. Stuff. Like,
there's all sorts.
There's plenty of fish in the sea. Like, you can't, like, it's not necessarily that either, but it was
everything.
Yeah, I just was like, ugh. Okay. And then some of them, like, people can like you. I haven't actually liked anyone yet on Hinge.
Okay. Right.
So, like, if you like someone, it pops up for them that I've liked them. So I haven't liked anyone yet.
Oh, so can you just text anyone if you match together?
You can reply to their prompts. So that's what your prompts are for. So your prompts are like things to get people to reply to you. But you obviously don't want to make your prompts like serious. Like, it's obviously kind of like a joke.
Funny, yeah.
Sorry, I did reply to one guy and he was like, oh, he was pretty, I think he might have been 30. Yeah, he was 37.
Oh, wow.
And I replied to him. One of his prompts were, I'm convinced that. So you have like loads of different ones. So like, I'm convinced that, like, I think that this is...
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, and you can make it out what you will.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm convinced that there's no such thing as a good leg tattoo. And I was like, the elephant on my ankle would beg to differ.
Do you have an elephant on your ankle?
Do you?
Did you get it in Thailand?
No, I got it in...
Ah!
So I said that. And then he matched with me from that reply.
That's a good reply.
And he was like, I'll have to have a look. My generalizations might be too sweeping. But then I haven't replied yet because I was like...
He's very good grammatically. Yeah. I didn't know that sweeping word.
Definitely an English teacher or something.
Yeah.
I like the way the Hinge is like that though. It's like your first initial texting is icebreakers. Like it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just, hi, how are you? Yeah. Or like, do you know what I mean? There's something to spark a conversation instead of it being real awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of good.
So now I'll give you my profile.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be no notes.
Sexy gal.
Let me
sexy gal.
Reading the thing. Oh, yes, that's the picture.
Okay.
I would swipe.
So, Kira says, together we could, and you filled in the next part. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Be delusional about your height.
Be delusional about your height. That's a good one.
It is.
Men are.
I never realised that guys lied about their heights. Like, like, I knew that, like, say if someone's like 5'11", they might say they're 6 foot grand. Mm. But like, I never realised that they actually lied. But then I was like, how the fuck would I know what 6 foot is anyway?
I know, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't actually
just
know.
Tall, but I wouldn't know what how tall. Like,
yeah.
Like, I tell you on a wall.
No, I feel like once he's taller than you, I don't really care by how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of girls, they don't necessarily need a man towering over them. Just once you're taller.
Yeah.
I'd be all
right. I think I'm really sound because, like, I go for the shorter kings because, I'm 5'5".
You do go for the short kings.
Yeah. Here it is really, you're taking for the team.
But, like, I'm leaving all the tall guys for the tall girls because I know the struggle of, well, like, for my friends. I have friends who are really tall.
So mindful.
And they're literally like, I can't get with someone shorter than me. So I'm like, fine, I'll go for, like, I just met a 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like, fine. I'll do it because I'm only 5'5" and a bit.
I'm not into, I wouldn't care for a really tall man as long as he's taller than me. Daniel's not that much, like he's 5'8".
Yeah.
Wait, is he about, yeah, maybe a bit taller than that. He says he's 5'10". I don't know about that.
See, they all just add on and out.
They add on a few.
Yeah.
I might start adding on. What can we
taking away? No, I'd start taking away numbers. Never mind adding on.
Okay. Self-employed baddie. Were you able to put that in yourself?
Yeah.
Love. I love that this is your second picture. So this is Kira on her mom's bar.
Yeah.
Dancing with cowboy hand, like that's just very
you.
Yeah.
But then I gave it to my housemate's boyfriend to go through and review the profile as well, and he was like, I had a few other photos in it, and he was like, oh, you look like you're a little bit too much fun.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, what do you mean?
And he did,
was,
you take like, some out?
He was like, because I basically had all like fun pics from like events and stuff.
Okay.
And he was like, you look like a little bit too much crack, like we might
like
need
wild,
like,
vibe.
Yeah, like he was like,
oh,
let, because he was like, you're into the gym, like put in a gym pic. But then I was like, I don't want to put in a gym pic and be like, oh, like look at me,
I work
like
out,
the
I
men
work
top,
out.
The topless
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, that's in. The kind of vibe I got. But I let them convince me I did it. But I don't know if I should
see.
Go
but
back.
That's just how differently men and women think. Like the man would look at you having a good time and thinking like you,
she's a mad thing.
Yeah, you're a mad bitch.
You can't.
But we'd look at it as, in a completely different way, as in like
she's
a mad bitch in a good way. Like.
Yeah.
But I feel like the right man is gonna be like, love her.
Yeah, Bob.
As well, if someone's like, oh no, like then he's not your man.
Yeah.
But I think you have a good. I feel like okay, so gorgeous first picture, glowing.
Right.
Then fun,
sense of humor, and sexy,
sense of humor, and then you also show you're a family woman.
Yeah.
You and your mom.
Yeah. But someone replied to the photo of me and my mom and was sense. Like, "Is your mom single?"
Your mom is a hottie though.
She is.
Oh my God.
She's a hottie.
And the makeup you've done on her for the awards.
Yeah.
Love her.
Oh my God.
She's great crack.
Then you in a limo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Love.
A Hummer.
I love that picture. And the little play
voice. Wait, what's the one above that? The right.
I'm weirdly attracted to Peter Dinklage.
Who's that?
Girls, you know your man from Game of Thrones?
No, I never watched
Jon Snow?
Look him up. He's honestly...
Don't tell me it's the Irish fella with the white beard.
No.
Worst idea I've ever had, using the guards as an Uber. Explain.
Did you do
that? You asked for a lift. I did hear it before. Someone did tell me where they're like, the guards, if you go to a guard and you're like, I have no money or my phone's dead, like, they have to give you a lift home, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I can imagine a lot of them would say, told me before. Fuck off.
They like have, they're like legally, it's probably not even true. It was just years ago someone told me that.
Ring the local guard station there.
It wasn't that, no, it was.
Did you ring them, hey?
No. Basically, I know someone in the guards and I was having like, not a medical emergency, but like kind of a medical emergency. And like, I could have probably just gotten a taxi to the hospital, but I was like having a panic attack.
Wait, that was the medical emergency? Or you?
No. I was having a panic attack over the medical emergency.
Okay, for her.
And then the guard that I know, like, picked me up in the squad car and brought me to the hospital.
Listen. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Oh, so you're in the guard car?
Yeah.
And was he in uniform?
Yeah.
Blue lights?
In the guard
car. Sirens?
No blue lights or sirens or anything like that. No.
That's fine. He was just a friend picking you up. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been on duty, but, like, your... What's the word I'm looking for?
Help?
Yeah, was at risk.
Yeah.
So, like...
So it's fine.
He was doing the Lord's work. He's doing his job.
Yeah, I thought I was going into toxic shock.
Oh, tampon.
Over a tampon?
Yeah, definitely.
That's
tampon.
Like my favorite.
And it was literally like a panic attack. Like, yeah, I literally was like, and I couldn't move. I was like lying on my bedroom floor and I was like, I'm gonna die. And they were like, okay, we'll bring you to the hospital.
And
like,
were you literally fine?
No. I was grand after. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
It was scary.
It actually is my fear that happened.
Yeah, it's scary.
Whenever I sleep, one in, which is awesome.
But that's a good thing to put in. Like, that's something that someone could ask you about, like, and it's a story to tell.
Yeah, but then I was like, do I actually want fellas to ask me about that? And they're like, what happened here?
You can just boof and say, fell and hurt your ankle or something.
I feel like you could change that.
Yeah.
Because if they were to ask it, I feel like you need to tell. Imagine how long you'd have to type that in.
Yeah, it needs to be like a short and sweet response.
It needs to be a response that you can be like really witty in.
Yeah.
So I feel like of all things, I would change this.
That one. Can you send voice notes?
Yeah, but are we doing a voice note?
Definitely.
Oh, because then you'd be like, oh, I thought I went to toxic Jackson.
We're doing. Oh. You can add a voice note onto your page, can't you?
Yeah, but guys, I went through all the voice notes. Anyone who had a voice note on theirs, I was like clicking it and listening to them. And someone had on their Hinge, my biggest fear is when someone's face doesn't match their voice.
Oh.
Fair. I looked up Dano on YouTube before I met him. I had to know what he sounds like.
Yeah, I kind of get like that as well. Like, if I don't think your face and your voice match, I'm like,
because you have this image in your head of what you think someone will sound like.
Yeah. Do you ever get your first voice note, like, from Graham? Definitely did it, and I'll call him out here. He definitely did it. Like, the first voice note he was sending me, like, was like,
I'm on the way, Isla. I'll meet you there.
And I was like,
Hello, my lovely.
We have a language for each other and all now, so it's so.
And then we're all like,
like listening to it back and be like, no, delete. I have to do that again.
No, you record it.
And you try to be all casual, and you have to keep redoing the on or something.
You're like, sorry, I have to re-giggle again.
Okay. The next picture is you and a friend at a gig.
Love.
Yeah. She loves her music.
Yeah.
Friends, and then you're the gym pick.
Yeah.
Raps.
That needs to go up higher.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would put that.
I just think it's so I know that, like, it's literally our job.
Yeah, but I think you have wild and then you have wild again. So I think put one wild down further to the bottom, put the gym up closer.
Okay.
I would switch that to the gym.
Okay.
But overall, slaps.
Yeah.
It's a really
We're going to put up screenshots of
If I was a man, I would swipe.
Yeah.
I no wonder you 50 likes.
Is a swipe left?
Oh, you can put it in if you drink or not.
Yeah, you can put in if you drink. You can put in if you like smoke weed. If you like do drugs.
But you can like take them out if you don't. You don't have to.
You can do like not visible on my profile.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I just put like the drink one because that's all I do. So I was like, I don't think I need to just buy the rest.
Yeah.
Okay. So how can I edit your to change the order?
So
here we go. Have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna change.
So it's gonna go sexy awards image pick.
Okay.
Wild on the bar.
Okay.
Alice. Who's your mom, if anyone doesn't know? Jim, pick.
Okay.
Friend, gig, and then wild again.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
perfect. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good order.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then will we change the prompt?
Yeah.
Of the
It's really hard to think of a prompt though.
Okay.
Is it?
It honestly give you is. A little,
like, yeah, here's ones we could do.
Okay.
I feel like I recently discovered that as a good one. A life goal of mine, my greatest strength, a random fact. I feel like you have a good random fact.
Definitely.
A random fact.
Unusual skills or something. You must have like a hidden talent.
Irish
dude.
Getting clamped, literally. I can do the splits when I'm hammered.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But then I feel like that.
That is like my dream. Like, I just think that's so attractive when someone can do the splits. I would do any. I would always do it.
Any occasion, just drop.
I'd literally be talking to you, just sitting here.
You'd be well able to do the splits, I'd say.
No, my hips.
A few stretches.
No, my hips are the tightest things you've ever seen.
If you did stretches for a month,
really,
you'd be well able to do the splits.
Do the split challenge, 30 days.
Yeah, and apparently your Pilates.
Yeah, I'm a bit more bendy now from that, but like not, not stretch, not hips or what's it called. Maybe I'll do it on TikTok and do it every day.
Yeah,
because like I'm like a good case study because I can't. Do it like
you should. If you're doing you know your lunges on the reformer, like if you push them back
that.
Really far, you're like basically in the split.
I think it's I don't know which way my hip it is. Like one way I'm fine, as in like this, but then there's the out way kind of.
Oh, out. The different I can't go outwards with my hips. Are you joking?
No way.
I'd be able to do it out, but not sideways. No. Break my leg.
Yeah. And imagine your pelvis, like. I think only certain people can do that.
Oh my God,
anyway.
No. I'd have tears with that if I did it.
Yeah. My most irrational fear?
I'm terrified of birds.
Oh. Like,
love birds.
Don't say that.
I'm terrified of birds.
Are you?
Birds, spiders, anything like that. I'll like, if there's a bird walking beside me on the pavement, I'll cross the road.
Really?
I don't mind birds.
Terrified.
Are you afraid of them shitting on you or just in general?
Just in general. They fucking fly up into your face.
Yeah.
And
especially
it's
in
so
the Dublin
pigeon. Yeah.
In London, it flew. Like,
yes, it hit her head.
She touched my hair.
Yeah,
I thought it had shit on. It was just the bird.
Yeah.
Flying.
Mine's whales.
Whales?
Never been in contact with a whale or near
whales.
A whale. I am terrified of whales.
My dream.
Yeah, that is.
No, I could.
I think I'd be afraid if I was on a boat and there was a whale beside me.
Imagine being in the ocean like and top beside note, a whale. I can't even imagine what I do. Even thinking about whales, I'm terrified of them and their teeth and all.
Joey Kardashian hates whales.
I'm kind of, I saw that. But I kind of hate like anything in the ocean anyway. Like when I went to Barbados, we were going snorkeling and
see the stingray.
They were like, "Let's go down to the stingrays." I was like, does no one remember fucking Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
Like why are we?
God rest his soul.
Swung over with his heart. That's why if it had a sting him anywhere else other than his heart, he'd be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you don't actually die from a sting. It's just because it stung his heart and gave him a heart attack.
Oh, fuck, really? Yeah. So if it stung me on the foot, I'd be fine.
Oh, you'd be fine. Like, obviously, you'd be sore.
Oh, that's
but, like,
why I was panic. I was literally panicked in the water. Like.
And they don't really come near you. I don't know, in his case, what he was doing, but...
My mum always just says, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. About everything. I'm like, I'm spider! Like, imagine the poor spider looking at you.
I kind of still am afraid of moths.
Oh yeah,
I don't like how fast they.
Yeah, I don't like butterflies.
Butterflies are a bit like
terrified of butterflies.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of afraid of butterflies, and I have one fucking tattooed on my shoulder.
Oh, that's a bit silly.
I know.
Never go to that the butterfly house in.
My
brother
Bob.
No, I saw it from the outside. I said, hell
no,
not happening.
Okay, so what is that irrational though? I feel like irrational is more like something niche, isn't it?
Irrational is like mayonnaise. You're terrified of mayonnaise. Or like, you know what I mean?
Oh. My irrational fear, men.
Dating me is like, I feel like that's a good
thing. Okay,
what do you think dating me would be like? Also, by the way, PSA for any girls who are setting up a profile, get a bottle of wine and do it with your friends because it's so much
that's
fun.
What we're girls
Oh my God, me and my friend had the best crack ever setting it up. Aww. We were crying laughing.
We did it lying on Charlene's couch and I just ended up giving her the phone. I was like, you do it for me, I can't.
I think, were we drunk? No, probably not.
Don't think so.
Dating me is like, I would say... But
pop rocks.
We need
you don't want to be like too serious.
No. Yeah. But
pop
I want
rocks. To... What are pop rocks?
You know things you put in your mouth and they're all sweet and start and then it goes... It starts crackling and all.
She turns into a crackhead.
Yeah. Dating me is like I'm trying to describe you as like a
thing or food.
Yeah, something that. What did we describe?
Isn't it really hard to come up with prompts?
Like, I'm trying to think of what it would be, and then we can put it into a food after that. Like fun,
exhilarating.
Exciting.
That's good for you.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Exciting. You definitely keep a man on his toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of my type as well, right? So I spent the weekend. I was like, what is my type? Like, what is the like common theme that I have had.
Is it personality wise?
It is. That's what I realised. Because no one really looks the same.
I'm like that too.
They all look really different.
Mine used to be tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, but then I found
none of my exes had.
Oh, I used to like a tattoo would
really
do it for me. Not a tattoo, but like tattoos. Yeah. And then it was only when I steered away from tattoos I finally found that it worked.
Yeah.
So
don't go for your type.
Yeah.
But I think that like what my type has been like overall is like men who are slightly terrified of me.
Okay.
Yeah, so like they have to be a little bit afraid of me for me to be attracted to them.
Yeah, yeah, they can't be like more confident or like or like too comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there's a there's a real certain type of guy. Like they have to, I have to feel like they're slightly scared.
A little bit.
Then someone was like to me, one of my friends was like to me, do you think that like you have like mommy issues? And I was like, no, I have a brilliant relationship with my mom. Like, what do you mean? And she was like, no, you go for guys with like mommy issues, as in like they're afraid of like getting in trouble with you, so they like stay in order.
And then I was like, have they got a lot of them?
No, but they all have like really good relationships with their mother. Like really.
Oh, that's important.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them might have been like edging on a little bit too close with their mother.
We've talked about that a few times. That's weird.
We hate that.
Yeah.
The man thinks he can do no wrong in life.
Yeah. I don't actually mind. I actually think it's obviously really good if they have a good relationship with their mother, but like I think there's definitely like a fine.
There's a line.
Like when their mother like gets involved in the relationship kind of.
Yeah.
I've had that happen.
Oh god.
Yeah, and it really wasn't nice.
Like he can handle himself.
I'm just like, you're an adult. Like why? Yeah, I've had like someone's mom give out to me over having an argument her son. Like, yeah, and I was like, that's a line that you can't.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any mother that's ever, I'm trying to think, any mother that's ever like gotten involved. No, actually, there might be one, but gotten involved in like a relationship with me, they've always taken my side.
Yeah,
and, like love that.
Yeah, they give out to him.
My mom would be like that as well, but she's still obviously really close with my brother. Like they're literally like BFFs, but she'd be on the girl's side. Like, what did you do to upset her?
Do you get me?
Whereas I had it where she was like
giving out to you.
She was giving out to me.
What did you do to him? Like,
yeah, she was like, you're being a little bitch in the airport or some shit like this, and I was like, okay.
No,
it was like proper.
Was that the end of it?
Yeah, it ended very shortly after that. No. I was like, this is too much.
You couldn't be having that now.
A date. I was thinking like on the edge, keeping on her toes. Like, what about dating me as like a bungee jump? Or something where your toes are over the edge. Or keeping on your toe. Ballet. Keeping on your toes.
Well, I just think of some man dangling off a cord. Like a puppet. Like, that's what I'm thinking of.
What is? I don't know what dating means like. I would love so much. Here, public call out. I would love one of my exes to come on and be like, what happened?
Yeah. Maybe, do you reckon one of them would send in a voice message? Is there any you can think, are you in good terms with any of them?
I'm on good terms with all of them. I don't know if they'd say the same back. But as in, I think that I'm like, I don't have any issues with any. Like if I saw any of them out, I'd be like, hey, how are you? Like chatting away. Like I don't like
hold any
grudges, but I don't know if anyone.
Maybe we can hold that for a future episode to potentially get in contact with some of Kira's exes and ask, what was it like to date Kira?
We can put a voice effect on you guys.
Yeah.
Public call out.
We won't name and shame you, don't worry, but we need the ins and outs of what it was like.
The voice, the man, the documentary.
Documentary
voice. their
face, they're wearing like those tights.
The X-Factor voice.
And they're sitting there with a mask.
That'd be so funny.
Okay, we're going to ask the listeners instead to help us. I feel like it's on the tip of our tongues.
Yeah, we're
it's hard. You'll come away from and it like, and then you'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to give you two options that you can send one in for, of options of what you can say. So one of them is, dating me is like blank.
Dot, dot, dot.
What do you think dating Kira is like? And what was the other one we said?
We're talking about irrational.
Does the rest of them have to be like, maybe let's just do that one.
Yeah.
The other one is stuff about you that people might not know, like careers and stuff. So,
and ideally if one of my exes could write into that question box.
That would be ideal. Yes, please.
So dating me is like blank and make it like witty and fun, because obviously we can't.
Someone just wrote in and was like, shit, dating me is like shit.
I'm like, Verna? That's your opinion.
Okay, so you have to send them in to us.
Send them in to us and let us know. And then next week, we'll come back, finish the profile. Actually, in the meantime, maybe you should reply to some people on it and let us know next week as well.
Okay.
Is there a problem that you can get people to send you voice notes? I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah, I think they can reply voice notes about stuff, can't they?
But is there something that you can put up that they have to reply a voice
note?
Oh,
you should think of something.
Yeah.
To say that, like, they have to send a voice note back.
Okay, sing their favourite lyrics or something, or like...
You do. I recently discovered that. And then you could say, you could send voice... No, never mind.
Voice notes are the weight of my heart.
Oh, voice first. Yes.
Can you do it?
You can do my best dad joke, my best celebrity impression. Oh, it must be yours though.
Yeah, I have to do the voice note. No,
they
thank
don't send
you.
Them back.
I think
no, well, I'm sure they can send them back. Some of them are so funny. The voice notes are actually the best part, to be honest. If I go through a profile and I see a voice note, I'm straight away clicking it. I'm like, let me see. Did you see the girl on TikTok?
No. She screams and all, doesn't she?
She reenacts the voice notes on in.
No.
It's the funniest thing.
Is she Irish?
No, she's not Irish. I don't know where she's from, but she basically like... So she gets voice notes off guys on Hinge and then she does like an entire show. So she'll dress up as what she thinks the guy looks like and
funny.
Like does a voiceover, like a
mimes
the voice note. It's so fucking funny.
Does she do like proper like act like them and all? Like
yeah, like what she imagines they're like.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Hilarious. I would love to do that. I won't do it because I feel like we're going to scare people away.
I think we should strive for voice notes.
Oh,
Kira's exes.
This one, my BFF's reason for why you should date me. Why don't we, could we do it? The voice message.
Do you want
it? Yeah, used to it.
Yeah.
Oh,
right answer. Why is that? It's not, let me just write it. It's not, let me do the voice. Why is it not, let me do that?
Aww.
To be honest, I'm really new to it. I don't really know how it works yet.
Tutorial on Hinge.
I could try figure it out.
Yeah, try. And then next week we can do that as well.
Yeah,
and we'll get voice notes on Kira's exes.
Okay, come back next week for an update on Kira's love life.
FML.
Red flag radar is where we get to
decide
if what you've seen in someone is a red flag or not.
Yeah.
So
are we allowed to give a hint for the live show? If you're coming to the live show,
we're doing this,
but it's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all involved. That's all I'll say. Yeah. But it's going to be so fun.
So this is today's first red flag radar. He has got a chocolate milk addiction. He has 4 a day at least.
That's a lot. Well, he's getting his calcium in.
He likes his chocolate milk.
Graham loves the chocolate milk.
It is nice.
Loves the chocolate milk.
I do like chocolate milk. I don't even like milk.
But 4 a day?
4 a day is a lot.
That's excessive.
Listen, there's worse addictions to have.
So. True. Come here.
Is it hurting anyone really, this addiction?
Probably his bowels, but...
Probably his bowels.
Surely if you drink that much milk,
that would run. I wish I was as not lactose intolerant as he is. My God.
God.
I think it's... Not hurting anyone. What
harm? It's kind of cute. I feel like chocolate milk is real like, oh.
Yeah, it is. Chocolate milk.
It's real childish or something, isn't
it? Oh, green flag.
Yeah. Oh, it's real sweet. Like, the man just loves his chocolate milk in
the morning.
A man
on his chocolate milk.
It's his little sweet tea for the day.
4 times
today. Oh, it's sweet. I'm not saying red.
I'm saying green.
Okay. He's got a teddy on his bed. Tucks it in when he makes the bed and everything.
I have a teddy on my bed.
But if Dano had one on his bed? We can't be sexist here about teddies.
Yeah.
I have one and I expect Dano to be fine with it. And he just took it in for me when I'm not there.
Does he?
Yep.
Now, if it was one of them raggedy things we've talked about before, that like stinks and like...
No, this is a fresh teddy like that.
I
got it that long ago.
That's
Dano
okay.
gets me a teddy every time he goes to a trip.
That's so sweet.
I know. He got me one in a bag. You know the dog in a handbag?
No.
Yep. You know when people like... It's basically
the thing you showed me on your back?
No, that was
a tag with a dog.
It's just a dog. You know when people carry their dogs in a bag?
Yeah.
But it's like a teddy version of that.
Oh.
I know. It's in a little handbag.
Oh, God.
So, I don't know.
See, you can't say red flag.
I can't say red flag.
One.
I think it shows he's... If that's the only thing he's doing, what harm? That means he'll be not... Like, imagine tucking your kids into bed. That's how I think of it.
Just don't watch him tuck it in.
But then if... Yeah.
I just wouldn't like to see it. Like, it'd be real, like, precise. And all,
yeah.
Like, tucking it in.
I think he's doing a few other things along with that. But I think green.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Do you think green?
No. But
red?
I'll let you take that one. Not red, but just kind of.
In the middle.
Yeah.
What's red and green mixed together? Red and green makes purple. No, I'm singing the colour song.
Excuse me?
Mix red, pink and red for pink. No,
I think you're making this up. Is
no, the colour mixing song.
Never heard of that in my life.
Blue and green for purple. It was like some English song.
Shut up.
Yeah. Mix white and red for pink.
All I'm thinking of is the red. Is it in Barney, the rainbow song? Red and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Purple and orange and blue.
I just love Barney. Remember, yeah. Remember Selena Gomez on Barney?
Have you seen Barney recently?
Is he not looking so good?
He doesn't look so good.
Oh.
He just looks AI. He's
skinny.
Oh. My mom FaceTimed me in America and showed me like a Barney teddy in the shop. I was like, well, I get that. I was like, he doesn't look like real Barney. Don't get him.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like the old Ridge one.
He's gone Hollywood.
Yeah, he's gone real like fancy looking.
Him up. Oh, no.
I know, it's sad.
Oh, I need to look him up. Last one is he doesn't talk to his sister.
Ooh.
I need to know the reason.
Yeah, stuff like this, there needs to be, like, we need extra information here.
Like, is it that he's holding a grudge over something stupid? Because that's probably a red flag that he holds grudges too much. Or, like, if it's something that's fair enough to hold a grudge over, I think that's a green flag.
Or, what if it's a case of that nothing actually happened and he's just...
Doesn't talk to
he's
her.
Just genuinely, no, don't know. Don't talk to my sister. That would be a red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he just is willingly not... If you can, his family.
Yeah, and if you can like cut someone off like that.
Yeah, that's red
he can, then he can probably cut someone else off.
Yeah, if there's a reason, like a justified reason for it and something actually happened, okay, I'd be like...
Yeah. Because that happens around, not everyone's family is like able to stay...
In touch.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I would say it's not a... I don't know because you don't know the context.
Need more details.
I'm going to say, yeah, unsure of that one.
Yeah, we're saying not deciding.
Yeah.
Need more details.
We are doing Secrets and Stalls next, so we answer dilemmas and try help you with some queries or questions or dilemmas you have. So this one is, me and my ex-boyfriend broke up nearly 4 years ago. We were together for 3 years and I was convinced I'd be with him forever. But I broke up with him because he was lying to me all the time and was so lazy, which just all caused me to mentally check out. For around a year after the breakup, he tried his best to make amends, sent me flowers, bought me things, etc., but it was too late. Around 2 years ago, I found myself wondering what he was up to. He lives 2 minutes away from me and I'd started to see him around quite a lot and he started working where I work. We ended up following each other on Instagram and eventually got talking and catching up. He's changed a lot from when we broke up in a good way and I really enjoy his company. We went out together a few times. I've always took it as friends. We would message quite frequently and he'd ask if we were getting back together. I'm still dealing with the hurt that he caused me last time and the serious trust issues he gave me. I had another boyfriend after him, but he has never had another relationship. I really enjoy having him as a friend. And when we don't speak for a while, I always find the urge to message him again. But he said he loves me too much to continue just as friends and it would be all or nothing, but I'm just not there. I don't find myself wanting a boyfriend at all at the minute as I enjoyed my own company a lot and still working on myself. But if I can imagine my future, I can only imagine myself getting married, having kids, etc. with him. But is this because I find comfort in him and just haven't met my person? I just don't know if I'm doing more harm to both of us by continuing to reach out to try and keep some sort of relationship. Or is it in some way to tell me that we're supposed to be together? I need the opinion, outside opinion, as my family and friends love him a lot and are always talking about us getting back together, but obviously don't realise how much he hurt me.
I feel like you can see it from both sides, like that, yes, it probably is a comfort to you because you know him.
Yeah.
But then also, how can you definitely say, no, I shouldn't go back there? Because there has been stories of that happening and like...
And it works.
Sometimes that genuinely does work for some people. So how can you rule out that either? Like it's hard to know where to sit with it. Like,
I feel like he might have actually changed.
People can. Like,
I don't know what he lied about. That's the only... I wish I did know.
Hate a liar.
That's the only thing. And girls really do mentally check out like that.
Oh yeah.
Like when we're mentally gone, there's no getting it back. Mm-hmm. It just clicks one day, I think. And for a year, he sent flowers and bought things, but it was too late. I feel like, I think you'd know if you felt like that. I don't think you'd have to like ask, is this meant to be? You'd be like, it is. I don't know. When I was thinking back with Dano, like, it was just a knowing feeling.
Yeah. You didn't have to question
it. I wasn't like, oh God, I just knew. I was like, wow, it was just instant.
Mm.
But maybe that's not all the time. But I feel like if you knew, you would know.
Like, do you think it's worth her trying or is she doing more damage to herself then in the future?
I don't know.
But if you don't try, you'll never know. Yeah. I'd rather try and failed than not try it at all and said, what if? I hate a what if.
Yeah. But if she's not wanting a boyfriend right now, I'm like, what's the rush as well? Like, if you're liking your single time, you could just still continue on with your single time and see where that takes you. And if something happens in the meantime, it happens, but don't like overthink it.
So don't rule out anybody else in your life either.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think, and I think, don't think of it only because you can see him as having a future with him. It's probably just because you've been with him and like he's your most, maybe longest relationship or most like steady that you could have seen that. So now you can't imagine anyone else because it's hard to imagine anyone else when your brain doesn't know that person yet.
Like, yeah, you physically can't put them into your brain. Yeah. You've never met them.
So that person obviously is going to stick more in your brain then. So I think, I don't know.
I think keep all options open, girl. Don't be ruling out anybody else coming into your life, but also like, but don't leave it up. Oh, see, look, I'm just contradicting myself. I was going to say, don't leave it all up to you to be the one trying. Like, if he's...
See, he's saying he can't be friends with her anymore. And he's like, he loves her too much.
I'll get back with him, will you?
I think you should put yourself in a situation where, imagine in your head, he says to you, right, we can't ever speak again. I don't want, like, it's hurting me too much, which he kind of has said, but not ever speak again, but... Or be together, like how would you feel? Or how would you feel if you see him with someone else?
Yes.
Or he said to you, look, I'm after getting a girlfriend, like we can't talk anymore. Like you're so used to having him there and having him handy. And like he's always going to be there for you because he loves you. So I think you'd imagine if that was taken away, like that might make it feel a bit clearer.
Yeah, what would you do then?
About what you do, yeah.
You'd decide then.
Yeah. Let us know though.
Yeah, please.
Keep us updated.
Aww.
And see how it goes.
I like that all your family like him as well, though.
That is a good sign.
Yeah.
But they all
family know.
But they also don't know how much he's hurt her in the past.
Oh, so I take that back.
Yeah,
then.
Take it back.
Take it back.
We take everything back. Let us know, though, and give us an update on how it goes.
Yes, please.
Phone a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We get the listener's advice.
Woohoo!
Just great.
So this is the dilemma that was sent in. I'm 18 and I still have my V card. Did we call it that when we were younger?
No.
No. Bless
people,
you.
I think people do. Thank you.
Ooh. Not need a doubler now? Are you a single sneezer?
Yeah. Aye. A lot of time I'm very single sneezer.
Aye.
Yeah.
Have to do a doubler.
Yeah, that was a real satisfying sneeze.
Oh, I love them.
I just felt like the dust on my nose.
Great. She's in here spreading her
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Sorry. Okay, phone a friend. I'm 18 and I still have my V card. I feel so behind from everyone else. All my friends have lost it and I haven't. I still have never even had a boyfriend. I'm so embarrassed, especially when I get asked about it. I even lied once saying that I lost it. We've all been there, girl.
Like, yep.
Don't be embarrassed. I don't know why I'm so ashamed about it. I don't even want my closest friends asking. It feels like I'm somehow less wanted than my friends, which I know isn't the case. We're all gorge and they have boyfriends and I've done my fair share of pulling. I just haven't lost it. I need advice on how to manage this though, because I feel like I'm at the point now I lose it to anyone just to get it done with.
Oh,
don't do that.
So here are the listeners' replies. Girl, you're still so young. It'll happen when it happens. Don't put pressure on yourself.
I felt the same, girl, but I met my boyfriend at 19 and 2.5 years together now, I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh, I'm so respectful, almost jealous of people who have never lost that I wish that I waited.
Oh, wow.
That's good to hear from someone who like didn't wait and is, yeah.
That's good too. Oh my God, absolutely do not feel bad about it. I lost mine at 18 to a loser and I regret it so much.
Honestly, that like...
Think of that, like that loser... Knowing that he has that, like,
yeah, yeah,
not nice either.
No, definitely, like, don't just let go for anyone.
Yeah,
I was 23 and still had mine and felt this way too. I waited for my boyfriend and we're 10 years together now. I'm so glad I waited till I was ready. There's absolutely no rush.
See, they're a lovely story as well, then, because like, imagine being with your partner for 10 years and being like, nope,
that's the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your body count doesn't determine your worth. Wait till you're ready.
So true.
I think everyone around you, like, just because they're doing it doesn't always mean whatever they're doing, you don't need to do what they're doing.
Yeah, I know at that age, it feels like that, though. My mom always used to say, and if they stood in front of a bus,
if they jumped off a bridge, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, man, probably at that age, I probably
would. Honestly, yeah, literally.
When you're that age, that's all, you just want to blend in with everyone else and be the exact same as everyone else. But flip it on its head and really listen to what people are saying here now, because I feel like that will help you along with
100%.
I was in a similar situation at 18 and it used to get to me. I waited until I met someone who I was comfortable with and was 21 when I lost it. When I started uni, I found out that most of my friends also had their V card and it made me feel so much better.
Aww. Girl, nothing to be ashamed of. Sex is overrated anyways.
We need to stop putting timelines.
Yeah, went like at that.
Your first time.
It's not like in the movie.
No. We need to stop putting timelines on ourselves for things in life and just go at our own pace.
I lost my V at 21 and I can completely understand how this listener feels. I was surrounded by people, especially at 17, 18 and 19, that would just talk about sex constantly, and it was like something that made me feel always so insecure. Everyone knew I hadn't, and I dreaded games like Never Have I Ever, etc. at parties. I lost at 21 with my first boyfriend. I even lied to him and said I had sex before. Now 27, I'm so grateful. I was on the other side. I was able to make wiser decisions on who I let have my body. No one talks about sex as much as they did at that age anymore, so it will pass and it will happen when it's meant for you.
That's so true.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Like, even at this age now, like, we wouldn't all be around each other and be like,
so,
yeah,
it was last night.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not something that, when you're younger, it's something that comes up in conversation because there's so much pressure on it. Whereas
it doesn't
when you're older, no one barely talks about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't be embarrassed. So many girls are the same. It's all about when you are ready to have sex.
Yes. Everyone has a different timeline. Nobody is behind at any age. Don't rush things. You will only regret it in the long run. If they're real friends, they would stop asking.
True.
That's true too.
Mm-hmm.
But that age is like, you just want, you so badly want to fit in.
Yeah.
But like, the older you get, then you're like, oh, like, you don't have to do that. Like,
it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. You're actually like, it's really cool to not fit in.
Yeah. You're the cool one.
Yeah.
You're cooler than them.
Yeah.
You're different.
Yeah.
And I know at that age you might feel like
different is bad, but different is
no.
Different is your superpower.
Yeah. Wait until you meet someone that you like.
That's it for this week, guys.
That's us anyway.
We have full video episodes on YouTube as well. So every Thursday at 12, they get released. We have a few tickets left for our live show, like we said, available now on Ticketmaster for 8th of May.
Yes.
Bonus episodes every Monday. Extra Spice is every first Monday of the month.
Start blocking all this in your calendars, lads, because there's a lot.
There's a lot
going on. There really is, yeah.
We're always here.
Yes.
Just refresh and we'll probably have something new out. And we will see you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.